Welcome back, everybody. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I'm your host, David. I was kind of torn about doing something tonight and or just chilling and relaxing. Since I've been working nonstop, I've had one day off in 2 weeks, maybe. And that day off, as you guys, if you listened to the last show, my free comic book day show, that was doing all kind of nerd stuff. And which I kind of worked kind of that morning, but I was at the free comic book day event. And then that afternoon, I took my nephew and repeated everything I had done and added some stuff from the morning. So, yeah, I am I'm tired, and I was tired earlier. And I'm like, I'm going to do a show tonight. I'm going to talk to the people tonight. And I was like, yeah, I'll talk for a little bit, not long. Because I wanted to do some, actually I'm washing some clothes, so I'll be up for a while. Well, not for a while, just one load. So I'm like, what am I going to talk about tonight? Cause I have nothing to talk about. Then I was like, well, what's happened to me in the course of the last couple days? Which, what's today? Today is Tuesday. So I had to go all the way back to Thursday to get material, which I guess I can talk about Free Comic Book Day, but you can listen to a Fanway Weekly show, which was the show before this one. And you can hear what I did on Free Comic Book Day, which was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I got a lot of stuff. Thursday night, I will start reviewing for all you geeks and geekettes. I will start reviewing the Free Comic Book Day books that I got on my comic book show over there on Blog Talk Radio. And what else is there? The 5x5 had an anniversary. I was planning on doing an anniversary-esque show yesterday, but when I tell you guys I was exhausted, I mean, I was so tired, not getting a lot of sleep because I'm working a lot, you know, and then I don't have sense enough to take my behind to bed when I should be in bed, because during the course of the day, the things that I have to do, whether it's work or taking care of someone or have an appointment to make, I do want some downtime. And the only time I have that is actually considered downtime is after 12 o'clock at night. Then I'm up to like, you know, 2, 3, sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning. And you ever have that, those times when you're so absolutely sleepy that, when you do finally get in the bed, you toss and turn because you're just too tired and you just can't fall asleep because you're so tired. But then today my back has been hurting for some reason. I don't know why. And so, that's neither here nor there. The 5x5 has had an anniversary, and I didn't realize that. My anniversary really was April. April 3rd was my anniversary. So I'm a month past, but Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley Show here on Spreaker.com, he was telling me that I should do a show on May the 5th because, you know, 5/5/14, but 5/5 is like the 5x5, so I should do a show to, and I guess 5/5 was Cinco de Mayo as well, right? Cinco de Mayo. I'm Spanish, right? Not really, but I can speak Spanish, sort of. And more like Spanglish now, right? So I was going to do that, but I guess I was just too tired, so I didn't do it. And I'm like, well, I'll come on and talk to the people for a little bit tonight, and then I'll plan an anniversary show, you know, in the future. Maybe it may not happen. It may not happen. I've been actually planning some trips. Well, thinking about, you think about, okay, where I want to go, what I want to do, what the money look like, and which is good that I'm working a lot because I'm getting, anywhere from 30 to 40 hours overtime, which that'll come in handy when I go start vacationing. My biggest problem is that it's hard for me to find someone to work for me. The company I work for, and the type of job that I do, you have to find your own coverage. Even if, and this is what I never understood, what if you're in the hospital? They said even if you're sick, and they'd rather you come to work sick than them finding you coverage for work. They're like, no, you need to find your own coverage. And I've had some knockdown dragouts with these people in the past. I just stopped fighting with them because normally I can find someone normally if it's something. But all winter long, I didn't take any time off. Not one day. I didn't take any time. That's why I have all this time built up that I need to take because I didn't take any time off. And Saturday, no, my mother's birthday, I did, that was April the 6th. I took one day off there. Then this past Saturday, I took a day off there. I think I took off the whole weekend. I better count my hours again because I'm thinking April 6th. Yeah, 'cause maybe I was off in March. I can't remember when it was, but anyhow. It's been a year, a little over a year, and looking back, it's been a good year. I didn't think I would still be doing this, at this juncture. I thought I would get bored, but I made some really great connections here on Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, and then through posting and talk about my podcast on different websites. I've made some connections there. I've got to talk to some really amazing people, Jason Dodley, Alan Chen, Joe Field, there's a lot of amazing people and a lot more amazing people coming for this year. It's been really, really fun for me. And now I tell people when I go places, I used to be kind of the in the closet podcaster because, I didn't want anybody to think I'm silly, but then I thought that's not how I roll. I don't care what people think. And so, like this weekend, I was telling a person that I bought some artwork from. I won some artwork from him, and then I bought a comic book that he had made that I wanted, been wanting since PopCon. And I told him that I had a podcast. And he should be on my show. And he was like, sure, okay. So I haven't really talked to him. I'll get the specifics out. And then his friend that was there with him, he was like, I was thinking about getting a podcast. What do you do? So I told him, go to Spreaker. It's probably either a Blog Talk Radio. They're probably the easiest formats to do podcasting without having to have anything extra. And I told him on Spreaker, here on Spreaker, they has a digital board so you can mix your music and our voice and all that kind of stuff at his basic level. And he was like, well, yeah. So, and he was kind of cute. So I don't, I'm like, yeah, but very nice people. And so I tell people now, yeah, I have a podcast, I have a geek podcast and I do like a late night show just talking about life and other stuff with the show. And then I have an interview show, which is Real Talk with David and Nikki. I love doing the show with my cousin. Since I went completely over to Spreaker and the whole mixer thing didn't work out and I didn't feel like fooling with it. She's not on with us anymore. And I wish she would come back, but that's a tale for a different time. Hopefully at the end of this month I'll be able to see her. Maybe you'll get a surprise appearance from Darling Nikki at the end of the month when hopefully I'm going to Indianapolis PopCon 2 days, 30 and 31st. I'm hoping possibly it could happen. And but yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun doing this. I'm better with scheduling. Remember when I first started doing the show, I wasn't really, really good at scheduling. I was always off. I never knew I was going to be on because again, I had to find the time to do it, right? And I have so much on my plate as it were. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to find time to do this. And but I've found some time. Life is not as hectic as it was a year ago. And hectic to the way I think I'm managing my time management skills are have gotten better. And then I've learned to say I'm not able to do that. You know, sometimes we talked about this before on my show. Sometimes you have to say I'm not able to do that just because you're not able to do it. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't matter if people get mad and feelings get hurt, but if you're not able to do something, you're not able. Like tomorrow, I had to tell people, I'm not able to do that. You're going to have to do it. And they understood what I was coming from, and they're going to do it, which is perfectly fine. And Thursday too. So that'll be fine. Like I said, my time management skills have gotten a lot better, and hopefully they will progressively get better as time goes on. Because there's things that I want to do, you know, personally, professionally, educationally, that I want to do. And you know, you have to make that time for yourself, even if it's busy time. If it's for yourself, I think it doesn't make it as bad when you're using your time to do somebody else's work. But I hope you guys are doing good. I thank you guys who have been on this road of podcasting with me from Blog Talk Radio, now on Spreaker.com and iHeartRadio, and to all my iHeartRadio fans. I was really surprised on some of the numbers who are listening and downloading the show on iHeartRadio. I really need to do more shows on iHeartRadio, but I play a lot of music on my late night show, and that doesn't really they don't really want you doing that on iHeartRadio. And that's why I do a lot of now the interviews or the collaborative shows I'll do on Real Talk, which I need to change the name. And that is my water heater, if you guys can hear that. I don't know what's going on with it. I hope it's not ready to blow up. But anyhow, so thank you guys for tuning in. And the last show that Ken Bogle and I did, a lot of people listened to it. I mean, a lot. I'm like, what? What is going on that side? But so that's fun. And I'm having a big blast starting a new show. 'Cause I've cut back on others and did, like, I'm not doing the drive as much anymore, which I like doing the drive. And at that time I wasn't too sure that I was going to continue to podcast because of some of the drama that was going on that involved myself. And then I was able to buck up and, like, you know what? I'm not playing your games and I'm playing your drama. Goodbye. And even though that person still wants to lie and not act like they weren't a factor in all that. But you know what? You live, you learn, you move on. And that's all I'll say about that. It was fun. When I was doing a collaborative show with Ken Bogle and another host, and but you know, when it stopped being fun and a lot of drama and the nastiness came out, and then, you know, it made me be a person who I'm not. You know, everybody, not everybody, there's a lot of people here on Spreaker that play all these little games, and they're adults. They're adults and they behave poorly, and I don't really understand that. But that was me. It happened for maybe like 2 days, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that with y'all or you. And I just don't understand adults. And I, you know, sometimes internet life is worse than real life, because the people who seem not to have the balls in real life, they have an awful lot, they have awfully big ones online, which I'm like, I don't know why the organization allows it, but I don't know. I guess if they're paying members, I guess, money talks. But anyhow, like I said, I hope you guys are doing well, and thank you so much for following and checking out everything. And you guys are looking at the blog as well, and a lot of views there. So I appreciate it. I'm very humbled by everything, and I made some really great connections here on Spreaker. Of course, Ken Boggle, who's become my podcasting road dog, Desert Rose, Prankville, Grandpa Al, Kriska, Up All Night with Brenda White, The Black Nuna Speaks, who else? Dwayne Hadley, the shows I like listening to. And, like I said, you have to support people who support you. Tony R. Williams, TGS, I think TGS FM Music. And there's been a lot of people that have rode through the show and had nice things to say and hung out. There's the ones that I can that come to mind. Chris Topp, and Holly Stalin. used to be, I guess she's Ali Top now or something like that. People are very, very kind and retweet the show and very friendly and not so drama. Well, not with me anyhow. Some of them don't have any drama at all, which is good. So the shows I like. So check all those guys out because they're very, very cool and a lot of them are very, very funny and we'll take a break. We'll come back and tell y'all. Y'all won't believe this one. What happened at the doctor's office the other day? We'll be right back.
Switch it up.
Switch it. Switch it. Switch it. Welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David, and I'm just sitting here kind of reminiscing about some things and saying thank you to some people and just kind of chatting it up with you guys. Hope you guys are having a great start to your week. Mine's has not been too bad. Did I say mines? I said mines, right? I told you guys a couple of episodes ago, I need to get out of the Midwest. Not that this living in Georgia was any better, because they have a language all into their own from some of the natives, and mine aren't that. Mine hasn't been that bad, that better. I'm gonna chalk that up for me not being for I'm gonna chalk that up for me not being ignorant, just being tired. Don't get it twisted. Did you guys go see Spider-Man this weekend? I didn't get the opportunity to see it. When I see, and that was going to be part of my nerd weekend, but I didn't get to do it because I was so tired. So tired. So I promised my nephew I would take him on Saturday to see Spider-Man. And Mother's Day is Sunday. So, I hope you guys do something to remember your mother, if she's no longer with us, and if your mother is still with us. And now some of my, some of my friends are older and their parents are with them. That's why I'm saying that. Spend some time with her, because we only get one mama. Even though my mom, she gets mad. She listens to one of my shows, and she's like, why are all your shows about me? I'm like, they're not. She's like, well, every time I listen, you say something about me. I said, well, Mom, I talk about my life on my podcast, and you're a big part of my life. You're the number one reason why I moved back to the Midwest. And and so she don't like hearing that, because she says I be dogging her out, but I don't. I just tell the truth. And that you raised me to be very, very honest. So I said, I don't know why you have a problem with it. And so, so the other day, well, Mother's Day. So what I'm doing for Mother's Day, I'm not, I'll buy a card and maybe a flower or something. And I'll do this for my sister as well. I'm going to make, I'm crafting now. This is why Desert Rose needs to get a hold of me so she can help me. So tonight I collected some pictures that I'm going to shrink down, and they have, if you go to Joann's Fabrics or Hobby Lobby, they have these little necklace making kit thingies that you can make, and you can put the Mod Podge on them, and you can put the Dimensional Magic on them and make them really, really cute. So I'm making personal, nice Mother's Day gifts for my sister and my mother. And it's like, in my mother's, it's going to be like a brooch type thing. I haven't decided if I'm gonna do the brooch or I'm gonna do the necklace, but it's gonna have a picture of my grandmother and her grandmother inside of it. And I'll take pictures of it so you guys can see it. And they'll be on the website, the 5x5.blogspot.com. And then I'm gonna make my sister, since and me, my sister and I, we've always been very, very extremely close. And as you get to be an adult, you have different perspectives, and you have different ways of thinking about things. And sometimes we don't always think alike. There's some things she don't like that I do. There's some things that she does that I don't like. But I will have to say, she's a extremely, extremely good mother. And so I'm making something for her, and I'm thinking I'm gonna have something with her and the kids in it. You have one of them, you can make a necklace out of it. So I think that's what I'm gonna do, for her, and then I'll get her a card or something. So those are my two Mother's Day projects that I'm gonna do. But I need, see, this is why I need, that's why I'm taking Saturday and Sunday off. But I really need some time on Friday, because the process that I use, sometimes doesn't dry in enough time. You need like 24 hours for it to dry, and you can't heat it up, because if you heat it up, it melts before it starts hardening. It's really weird. But so my plan is to get up, can I get up really, really early on Saturday and get, see, because I don't have any more time in the week, because I'll be working. Get up really early on Saturday and get, like, 'cause I don't want to use these are old pictures, and the only pictures we have, I'm gonna get them photocopied, like at Kinko's or somewhere, because you have to use a, I don't have a, I have a bubble jet, I don't have a laser jet. I had to use a laser jet printer so the stuff doesn't, what's the word I'm looking for? So the stuff doesn't smear or smudge. And so you had to do that. But I also want to go. There's a comic book store that I went to this past weekend that's actually closing, but it's not closing until like June the 15th, and that's Comics Unlimited in Evansville, Indiana. Matt Halls, really, really nice guy. Not that I know him extremely well, but I've always seen him. I've been to his store, multiple times. I bought some stuff from this weekend. I wanted to go out there because he's having a 50% off sale, and I'm taking $20. That's all I'm taking. That's 40 comic books, right? So we had like a month before he closes, so I need to get out there a couple more times just to get some stuff, because I'm a nerd like that. I want to do that, and then going to see Amazing Spider-Man number 2, doing that, and then plus spending some time with my mom, and then I'm actually going to try to go to church on Sunday. I'm going to try really hard. I think it would be nice for me to go to church for my mother on Mother's Day. Although I not that I don't go to church, because I do occasionally. I haven't been in a while because I'm just so tired from working. I know that's a bad excuse. But when you get off at 12 at midnight, 12 midnight, and you have to be at work 3 o'clock the next day, you want to get 8 hours of sleep. But you still, church starts at 8 o'clock, and sometimes it doesn't work. It doesn't work, and I need to work that out too. Maybe that's what's wrong with me. I need to get some Jesus back in my life. I've been a little hellish lately, but hey, that's how I do sometimes. And thanks for my friend, a friend of mine, another friend of mine from Twitter, Cosmic Popsicle. Another fan of the comic book genre is checking us out tonight. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And yes, I did give you a shout out. What else? So that was Mother's Day. Okay. So speaking of mothers, I had to take my mother to a doctor's appointment the other day, and we're the only people in the waiting room. I mean, and it's not a big office, but it's medium sized. We're the only people in the waiting room. Of course, she goes back and she's doing her thing. And so a white gentleman comes in, and I'm on my phone. It's funny thing, earlier today, when I did get off work and I was talking to my mom, she asked me, because I was looking at my phone, and she's like, "What are you looking at your phone so much for?" I'm like, because I do a lot on my phone. She's like, and so my mom has an Android device as well. And she said, "I don't have all that stuff on my phone." I'm like, "Yes, I've tried to show you two or three different times, or more than that, and we always end up in an argument, and I'm not arguing with you, so therefore I stopped trying to show you." And like 2 years ago, I bought her a Kindle. So she could have that. It's bigger. She can punch the button. It's a bit, it's one of the 7-inch, 8-inch Kindles. I bought that for her to use so she can see it a little bit better. She can read her Oprah magazine on there, and she can read her Essence magazine on there. And Family Circle, any magazine she wants. She can play her little game. She can do all this stuff. But when you don't want to listen, okay, I'm gonna let you have it. I said, "Well, mom, I'm trying to." She tells me, she says, "Well, you don't know everything." I'm like, "But here's the thing, you don't know anything about the phone. So what I'm trying to show you is not me trying to be a smarty pants. It's me trying to help you." And so she tells me, "Just go away and leave me alone." And I just thought it was funny. I said, "I'm not dealing with you today." And so I left. She anyhow, back to the doctor. She goes to the doctor's office and she's back there, and I'm sitting out there waiting. So a white gentleman comes in, and so he's standing at, of course he sees me. I'm hard to miss. And he sees me, and he's talking to a lady, she's checking him in. And so he said, she's not giving any medical information out. She's like, your name is blah, blah, blah. She's like, and you live out. So she starts giving the address. And not that she was yelling like she had a megaphone or something. She was just saying it to where he could hear, but since there wasn't anyone else in the room, it was very audible. And so he looks over at me real quick and he puts her hand up to her and then shakes his head. I'm like, excuse me? Did you really just do that to me? You know? I mean, seriously, did you really just look at me like I was going to write you if I had my headphones in and everything? That's what I'm talking about, my phone. And I'm like, I'm not even paying attention to you. I just happened to glance up because Andy Griffith was on the little TV inside the in the waiting room, and there was something funny on there that I was kind of looking at my phone and reading and glancing back at the television. And I just happened to see you, and it was that moment. You know, it could have been any moment ever, you know, it could be any other moment, but it happened to be the moment that we actually caught eyes, and he puts his hand up to her and he shakes his head and then turns back. And so instinctively, instead of me cussing him out, because that wouldn't have done any good, I just start laughing because I thought it was funny. And I chuckled, and then he looks at me, and then which I didn't want him sitting next to me anyhow. He goes on the opposite of side of the room and cowers, cowers in, I don't know, in fear or embarrassment. But I'm like, oh, people are so silly. But he was an older gentleman, and sometimes we'll brand them with that's just the way their generation is. But no, you don't get that. You're ignorant, and you need to take your ignorant ideology back to the 40s where you left it, you know. So anyhow, I just thought that was kind of funny. Let's see, what else do we have to talk about? Oh, one more thing to talk about. We're gonna come back. We're gonna wrap up. Quick show tonight. I told you guys, we're 30 minutes in. Normally, I'm like an hour and 15, hour and 20. It's gonna be over in 45. We'll be right back.
Alright, straight up and down. Girl, you cold-hearted. Let me see your resume. Let's get it started. And you got that super tongue in your ass so fat it's retarded. Pardon, I just won't whip it then park it. All I need is a swig of the Dawkins. Then I'ma dog it off and ballin'. Shit on the offense, trickin' with Prince with the Dawkins. Stealin' them softly. Like, bitch, I'm the shit and you nose it. Step out my outfit, pippin' in motion. Your pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone, it. Like, what did you want it?
Y'all know that song. Every time that song comes on, you know, I'm over here, well, not really twerking, but kind of moving. I don't twerk. I'm past the age of twerking, right? Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David, and not really talking about much tonight. Just kind of talking about some things that were happening. I will say about the doctor's office is, you know, it's connected to a hospital and stuff. They had the best biscuits and gravy in the city. Hands down. When I tell you I'm craving that right now, if they were open, I'd be in there asking for biscuits and gravy. Because it's really on point like that. Seriously. I can go have breakfast at the hospital every day. Just for the biscuits and gravy. It's that good. Puts Bob Evans to shame. Y'all probably don't know nothing about no Bob Evans. Because I think that's more of a rural thing. Anyhow. Now I'm hungry. I haven't eaten a lot today because I really haven't been hungry, and maybe that's why I'm hungry now. I think I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What have I eaten today? That's the problem. When you get, well, I'm not that old, but sometimes you forget to eat, and I'm thinking, okay, because then I'll get a headache if I don't eat. So that whole sugar thing. I'm not diabetic, but it's part of it. Anyhow. But go to your local hospital. They do have really good biscuits and gravy. I'm being silly now. So what else is there? Okay, another thing that happened, which this was yesterday. This was Sunday. Sunday when I was on my way to work, there was a young lady with a baby, and she was a very young lady. She was still in her teens. And so she's walking in the middle of the street with her baby carriage, or what have you. And she's, I have a big car, you know, it's a big Monte Carlo, you know, Monte Carlos aren't small cars. I'm coming down the street. You know, you refuse to walk on the sidewalk. And that's one of my pet peeves. I had a show. If you look at some of the archive shows, do you remember the it's probably the same one, the girl who wouldn't get, and I had to toot her out of the street because she wouldn't get, she would want to be a buffoon and wouldn't get down in the middle of the street for cars. I don't understand that. Young people, I don't get it. Young black men, black women. Yeah, I can talk about your black ass because I'm black. Stop it. It's ignorant. And what gets me is we can complain as much we want. We complain about the man doing us wrong and the man, you know, is keep on holding us down. But what about what we're doing to ourselves? You know, and that old saying, a few apples can spoil the whole bunch. That's true. You know, it doesn't make it right, but it's true. And that's all, you know, from a perception standpoint. And I was talking to a friend of mine from years ago the other day. I ran into her at the bank and we had the best conversation. And I think the generation after me, and maybe one more generation after that, I'll say the generation, there was the Gen Xers, so that's what they called them. Maybe not even them. It's that the Gen XYs or Ys or whatever they are. People that are my niece's age and younger. My niece is 22. I don't get the behavior, and I can only speak to what I see young black men and young black women do because that's the community that I live in. That's the community I lived in when I lived in Atlanta, Georgia. And I don't get it. Parents, it is so important to teach your kids respect. They don't have to be the best student. They don't have to be the best student, but it's okay to strive to be, because everybody's not going to make straight A's. Everybody's not going to go to college. There's something for everyone. But I think when you come back and you at the base basis of everything, I think respect for someone goes a long way, and courtesy and kindness go a long way. And these kids are the most disrespectful children. I guess they said it, they could have said it, the generation before me could have said it about my generation. But like I was speaking to my friend, I'm like, no, because my parents didn't have it. They weren't having it. I remember, I think I told you guys the story before. One time when I thought I was being full of myself and I was being grown, and I thought I could go up the street, maybe 10, 12 blocks from my parents' house and cuss somebody out like I was a grown up. Not that grown up should do that. And so one of my, it wasn't even a friend of my mom, somebody my mother knew, but they weren't friendly. They weren't friends. They were friendly, but not friends. And by the time I get to my house, she's in front of my house in her car, and her and my mother are talking, and she had told that she had seen me up the street acting a complete fool, and my mama tried to kill me. Because that reflected on how she raised me, and she knew, and I knew too, that she had raised me better than that. So these kids, I'm like, what are your parents telling you? Because they're sometimes like in the middle of the day. I go to work sometime at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, sometimes, yeah, I go to work at 1 o'clock sometimes, and that's in the middle of the day. And then I see all these young boys out riding their bikes, basketball, playing the music, and I'm like, school's still in. Why aren't you home? And then I'm thinking, well, maybe they get kicked out of school. But if that's the case, then why are you running the streets? If I had ever, ever gotten kicked out of school, people would have thought I was dead because nobody would have ever seen me. And mind you, if I was got kicked out of school, it was a home because there's some, there's working parents out there, and I had left the house. I would have been homeschooled. That's because I'd have been beat up. seriously, but I just don't understand the thought process and the attitude and the behavior of some of these young people. And drugs are taking over the city. It's not enough. They rather put in a, I don't know how many millions of dollar baseball field for an elite part of this society here in this area, so they can, have their baseball tournaments. Everybody don't play baseball. But yet and still you want give school books to some of the schools that aren't I mean free books, there's some type of tuition that you got to pay for your books in school, which is crazy to me. That should be free, especially at that level. College level is different, but when you're in grade school, you have all these schools that are not passing their standardized tests, but yet still this millions of dollars baseball field is a priority for the city. And you will not hire more police enforcement. And this was a police told me himself, because there's not enough. That's where the drugs have gotten out of control in this area, because there's not enough police or undercover officers to take out everybody or to investigate or to watch everybody because the city won't pay for it. I'm like, that's backwards, and it doesn't make any sense. I'm sure it happens in every other city or some cities around here, but here, I can only speak to what the city that I'm living in currently is doing. And so, anyhow, back to the young lady. And so she's walking in the middle of the street. I'm thinking unwed, underage mother with a deadbeat young father, and well, sperm donor. And so she wouldn't move out of the way. So I let her get past. So I just kind of glared at her. And this heifer, she flips me off. Like I did something wrong. I'm like, you're the one in the middle of the street and with your baby. And that's why I didn't get on the horn and tutor, because you were your child. And I'm like, well, what is going on? If I was a breeder, I wouldn't bring a kid into this world at this stage in the game, because it's bad. It's bad. And thing is, we have bigger problems to worry about than President Obama, which everybody wants to blame everything that has happened on him. There's just so many things going on. This is really, really unfortunate. And I don't know. And gay marriage. We have bigger problems than gay marriage. Teach us kids with some respect, right? And lastly, I'm off that subject. And lastly, I talk about this on shows all the time, and I just on about these online dating sites, and I just happened to be looking at one this evening, and I see, I wouldn't call him a friend because we really never hung out, but I know him, and I look at all this stuff that he's put on his profile, what he is, and it always a lie. I'm like, boy, you need to have a seat. Because none of that's true. And I was still going to message him and like, why are you lie like this? This is all this is lies. I know you. But I didn't do it. So guys, what do you guys have planned for the rest of the week? Mother's Day is coming up. We talked about that already. I'm working tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. So hopefully I'll have a really good, relaxing Mother's Day weekend with my family. And able to spend some quality time with them. I really want to cook out. That's what I want to do. Not that I'm not a big ribs eater. I don't eat ribs. I really don't eat steak, but I can get some grill some chicken breast and some bratwurst. Ooh, maybe that'll be our Mother's Day thing. 'Cause my mom's not really big on eating out and going out to eat. She trusts no one. No one. which I don't, people get killed eating at a restaurant, but that's what I, that those are my that, that's a tentative plan. I think that's what I want to do, but I think she'd be more comfortable with that. And my sister has a really big back, nice backyard. We can go over there, but I don't really like going over there that much. But we'll see. So I hope you guys have a great rest of the week. I am probably won't be back on here probably till Saturday maybe, and then Thursday at 8 p.m. I mean 9 p.m. the comic book show on Blog Talk Radio. Guys, have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Good night.